you for joining us for today's call. Before I turn the call over to the company, we need to advise you of the following. Comments made on today's call may contain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These forward-looking statements are based on current assumptions and opinions and involve a variety of known and unknown risks and uncertainties. Actual results may differ materially from those contained in or suggested by such forward-looking statements. Important factors that might cause such differences include those set forth from time to time in the company's SEC filings, including the company's report on Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2015, and other current and periodic reports from the company files with the SEC. At this time, I'd like to introduce Andrew Perlman, the Chief Executive Officer of Form Holdings.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for taking the time to discuss today's acquisition of ExpressSpa. If you've not received a copy of the press releases or the presentation that Form Holdings issued just moments ago, you can find them on the homepage or investor section of the Form Holdings website, as well as filed with the SEC. Joining me today on the call are members of the Form Holdings and ExpressSpa teams. From Form Holdings, we have Anastasia Nirkovskaya, our Chief Financial Officer, and Cliff Weinstein, our Executive Vice President and President of Flycharge. And from ExpressSpa, I'm delighted to be joined by Ed Jankowski, the company's Chief Executive Officer. I'd like to start by saying, on behalf of everyone on this call, that we are excited about today's announcement to acquire ExpressSpa. Separately, I look forward to presenting certain operational highlights of our existing business segments from the second quarter of 2016. On May 6th of this year, we changed the name of our company to Form Holdings and announced our repositioning as a holding company made up of small and middle market growth companies. Our focus is on acquiring and building businesses that would benefit from additional capital, exposure to visibility from the public markets, talent recruiting, rebranding, and the implementation of best practices, tasks that our management team is familiar with and has successfully implemented in the past. We're industry agnostic, but limit the scope of our pipeline by looking only at companies with a clear path to grow in excess of $100 million of revenue. We believe that our corporate structure and current balance sheet with $24.3 million of cash and no debt will enable us to identify and execute on this plan. As we will discuss later in this call, we believe that the acquisition of ExpressSpa fits squarely into our corporate mission. As many of those listening already know, ahead of the ExpressSpa acquisition, Form Holdings has three primary business segments as well as one minority investment. Group Mobile, a provider of rugged, mobile, and field-use computing products, Flycharge, a wireless charging and power technology company, our intellectual property segment, which has a portfolio of more than 600 technology patents, and Infomedia, a leading UK-based mobile technology and payments company. I'll now provide some highlights of each of these business segments, beginning with Group Mobile. Prior to our acquisition in October 2015, Group Mobile had a long operating history in the rugged computing sector with an established and trusted brand name in a highly fragmented market. However, Group Mobile lacked the capital and resources necessary to expand the business. Immediately following our acquisition of Group Mobile, we implemented and have continued to implement improvements and have been successful in attracting some of the most talented individuals in the rugged computing space. In early May, we hired Darren White to serve as president of Group Mobile. Darren has 28 years of sales experience, and prior to joining Group Mobile, he was the top revenue generator for the majority of his tenure at GTAC USA, the second largest rugged computer manufacturer in the world. Since May, Group Mobile has hired several other key individuals and has continued to build our sales and services infrastructure. In the second quarter, Group Mobile was selected by SmartRay Vision Group as the hardware and service provider for security solutions being deployed by the U.S. Air Force, FBI, Marine Corps, and U.S. Army. Group Mobile was also selected by Hewlett-Packard to be the global agent of record for Siemens and all Siemens subsidiaries for the sales of GTAC rugged tablet and rugged mobile solution sales. Our strategy is working, and I'm happy to report that we expect full year 2016 revenues in excess of $12.5 million, which is a 135% increase over 2015 revenues of $5.3 million. Revenues for the second quarter of 2016 were $2.45 million, representing an increase of 91% over Q1 2016. As we continue to execute on our strategy, we expect to see traction quarter over quarter and substantial growth year over year. Our goal is to become the top reseller, not only selling rugged devices, but all of the products that help to serve our clientele, including body-worn cameras, in-vehicle routers, as well as data hosting, management, service, and maintenance. Similar to Group Mobile, FlyCharge was a company with incredible potential and a great team, but one which lacked the resources necessary to bring high-quality product to market. Since acquiring FlyCharge, we have made the necessary changes in order to give the FlyCharge product the opportunity to reach its full potential. We believe that in the world of wireless charging and power, no other technology can compete with the features and benefits of our conductive solution. FlyCharge has partnered with and seeks to partner with market leaders in a variety of industries. In an effort to support existing and future partners, FlyCharge launched its consumer product line on Indiegogo, a crowdfunding platform. The community has spoken, and FlyCharge has generated over $200,000 in pre-orders to more than 1,600 backers. This ranks in the top 400, or the top 0.1% of the more than 500,000 campaigns that have launched on Indiegogo since inception. We'll begin delivering product to backers in October and are currently in several discussions with brick and mortar and online retailers, which we anticipate working with beginning in Q4 or early 2017. As FlyCharge product begins to ship to customers, we are very excited about the future of the company. I'd now like to briefly touch upon our IP portfolio and Infomedia. In regards to our IP monetization business, we recently announced that we extinguished all of our outstanding debt and removed liens on all of our IP assets. We continue to pursue licenses on our portfolios and are exploring various strategic alternatives for portions of our patent portfolio. Separately, Infomedia has been recognized as one of the fastest-growing UK companies in the mobile sector. Our minority stake in Infomedia shows near-term promise as its revenues have increased substantially, projected to be nearly $75 million this year. Now I would like to turn to the primary purpose of today's call, ExpressSpa. ExpressSpa is the premier airport spa brand in the world, offering a full menu of products and services ranging from neck and back massages to nail care and travel products. We think that ExpressSpa is an attractive acquisition for many reasons. ExpressSpa has positioned itself as the undisputed leader in a niche space with 51 locations, 47 of which are located in the United States. This is almost three times as many domestic locations as the closest competitor. When evaluating the business, we focused on three key areas: top-line revenue, store-level contributions, and terminal number of stores. ExpressSpa expects to generate over $40 million in sales in 2016 from its existing spa locations. Together with ExpressSpa management, we believe that there is a clear path to achieve over $100 million in sales in the next few years through operational improvements and by doubling the number of spa locations. In 2015, as well as the first half of 2016, ExpressSpa's store-level margin contributions were over 20%, which is relatively strong as compared to 15 to 18% for the retail sector as a whole. Furthermore, store-level contributions were over $7.5 million for 2015. Although ExpressSpa has had tremendous success to date, we believe there are certain operational inefficiencies that can be improved upon, as well as some bigger picture growth strategies that will take ExpressSpa to the next level. This all starts with the company's new CEO, Ed Jankowski. Ed had been a board member of ExpressSpa for a little over a year and came on as CEO at the beginning of June of this year. Ed's experience in luxury brands and retail, including airport retail, is extensive. After beginning his career at Macy's, Liz Claiborne, and World Duty Free Group, Ed went on to be the Chief Operating Officer of Solstice, the retail division of Safilo Group, and Senior Vice President and General Manager of Godiva Chocolatier, where Ed was responsible for the $400 million North American multi-channel business, which consisted of 240 retail stores, more than 2,000 wholesale doors, and an evolving direct and interactive business. Before joining ExpressSpa, Ed's most recent role was at Luxottica, where he served as a vice president and general manager. At Luxottica, Ed was responsible for repositioning and expanding the company's luxury business. Needless to say, we have every confidence in Ed and believe he is a great fit as CEO. Now for some more background on the transaction. Mistral Equity Partners, the majority shareholder of ExpressSpa, and other existing ExpressSpa holders will participate in a private placement into Forum Holdings equity of approximately $1.73 million at $2.31 per share, the proceeds of which will then be invested into ExpressSpa and used to complete additional stores in Phoenix and Charlotte during the period between today and when this transaction closes in the fourth quarter of 2016. ExpressSpa equity holders will receive 2.5 million shares of common stock in Forum Holdings, five-year warrants to purchase 2.5 million shares of Forum Holdings common equity at an exercise price equal to $3 per share, and $23.75 million in convertible preferred equity in Forum Holdings that will accrue 9% interest. The preferred stock has a conversion price of $6 per share and converts into approximately 3.95 million shares of Forum Holdings stock. Forum Holdings can force a conversion into common stock if its share price is above $9 per share. If the preferred has not been converted by the maturity date, the company will have the option to retire the preferred in cash or in common stock at a slight premium or make partial payments in cash or stock. In addition, we will also be assuming the company's existing $6.5 million of debt. Coinciding with the closing of the acquisition, Andy Heyer, the founder and CEO of Mistral, is expected to join Forum's board of directors. His long track record of financing and helping to build great businesses throughout his 30-plus year career in banking and private equity will surely be invaluable to the company. The two primary closing conditions are that ExpressSpa obtains consents on 80% of their existing leases and that the transaction is approved by the shareholders of Forum Holdings through a vote, which will occur as part of our annual meeting proxy on Form S-4 that we anticipate occurring in the fourth quarter of this year. At this time, I would like to introduce Ed Jankowski to discuss some of his strategies for growing the business.
Thank you, Andrew. I first want to reiterate Andrew's sentiments about how excited we all are for this announcement. ExpressSpa is the market leader in this category and a brand with no parallel. When I was invited by Andy Heyer and the team at Mistral to join ExpressSpa's board of directors, I immediately took them up on the offer. I was familiar with the brand, I understood how unique it was, and saw tremendous potential for where the business could go. After a year being involved with the company as a director, the opportunity to lead the company presented itself, and I took it immediately without hesitation. There are very few opportunities in life when you can take a proven concept and through better management practices, marketing, and the infusion of capital make such an incredible impact. Retail in the airport environment is quickly evolving to higher-end brands and services to accommodate a clientele that is from a higher-than-average income level and has time on its hands after passing through security before getting on the plane. This falls in line with the multiple market forecasts that project airport retail spending growing at 19% compound annual growth rate from $4.15 billion in 2015 to almost $10 billion in 2020. Needless to say, ExpressSpa is perfectly aligned with and should benefit greatly from this trend. Over the next 12 months, I plan to focus on four key goals: achieving a same-store sales growth of 11% in 2017, opening 10 new spas in the next 6 months, participating in 25 RFPs to open new locations, and developing and launching a franchising program. I will first address our plan for achieving 11% same-store growth. It all begins with an infusion of culture of greatness amongst our staff. The results that the company has achieved to date have been without goals being disseminated across the organization. By communicating the key goals and the vision for the company to everyone involved, we will be better equipped to implement strategic changes. The majority of our revenue comes from spa services, which must be staffed effectively to drive margins and sales. The store-level margins of 22% that we have achieved have come without any staffing optimization. Furthermore, ExpressSpas are often understaffed and do not have enough massage technicians to service the demand standing in our storefronts. We will fix these issues by deploying information systems that will help plan and organize staffing needs and schedules. We will also focus much more attention on the recruitment, training, and retention of store managers and spa technicians. In addition to aesthetics, our store designs will be focused on maximizing productivity. In many locations, we do not have enough massage chairs to service the demand, even though there is enough square footage to double and in some cases even triple the number of massage stations. The same is true in store availability space for nail care, which today only represents 17% of our overall business. In certain locations where we believe we are missing out on significant revenue streams,